The faculty of sight. All-seeing mind is in your midst, and out of it you see fully and adequately. You are made every whit whole, and there is no power on earth to mar that wholeness. But there is a power that will remove the seeming dimness of vision. It is that light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The unpleasant eye situation might, in the course of time, pass away without effort on our part. But we will not wait on nature. We will at once call into action the dynamic truth that you are built in such perfection and permanence in all your parts that nothing of the sort you seem to suffer has happened or can continue. I intended to talk with you while in Los Angeles, but somehow could not get around to it, so I will write. You know, you came into this world with a full complement of powers, correct vision among them. It is the sort of vision that cannot be obscured, because it is a faculty of mind. Impress upon yourself occasionally that you have that mind. You came into being well made. That well-madeness can never be interfered with. It cannot be damaged by the addition of anything alien or by the subtraction of anything that is vital. Your integrity, in other words, cannot be touched and has not been touched. The eye trouble comes, from the standpoint of anatomy, because drainage gets a bit clogged. But the unchangeable fact is that the open channels of life remain forever open. They can never be deflated or inflated. I have been thinking, and maybe have so written, that right where that distressful eye situation seems, mind is seeing and performing with ease and adequacy. Remind yourself of this fact frequently. Your letter of the 26th pleases me immensely. It shows steady forward strides on your part. And yet, whenever one finds it too difficult to make the grade without glasses, the sensible thing is to put them on. It will not do to go struggling along half out of commission. Looking through two lenses is not so much wickeder than looking through one.